Just a few thoughts about this idea of inheritance, which we have read about in our chapter. This is a major theme in the Bible, that we are to inherit salvation. And of course, it starts with the Old Testament, when all the way through, particularly Deuteronomy, God keeps telling his people as they journey towards his kingdom that this is the land which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance to possess it. For an inheritance to possess it. And in fact, possess is the same word for drive out, as in driving out the tribes. There was a difference between them being given the land and them actually possessing their inheritance. Joshua, he was a type of Jesus, same word in Greek and Hebrew, Yahushua, Jesus. He was clearly a type of the Lord Jesus. He went round defeating all these tribes. He had these amazing victories, but the people did not possess their inheritances. Early chapters of Judges lament this all the time. And all this opens up, I think, a lesson for us, because the idea is that the Lord Jesus has already died for us. He's won all the victories, and it is for us now to possess the inheritance that has been arranged for us. Although there is no list of all this specifically in the Old Testament, I do believe that the implication of the commands about inheritance and the implications of the law of Moses in its ruling about inheritance all reflects the idea that each family was to have a specific land inheritance, not just the tribes, but within those tribes, each family was to have a specific inheritance. And that inheritance was to remain in the family. That's why the daughters of Zelophehad and that, when they come and raise the issue about what happens if a man has no sons to keep his name going, yep, it's all amended, as it were. The law is amended to develop that point, that the inheritance must remain eternally, as it were, within the family. And that's why Naboth refused to sell his inheritance. Israel had that land from God on a kind of eternal leasehold, I suppose you could say. The land was his, but it was eternally, as it were, given to them as a lease. And so each of us in God's kingdom will have something specific. We will not all be identical robots. We are all unique in this life. And we all have a unique set of experiences now, which I think are all designed to prepare us for that unique eternal inheritance that we shall have. The Lord Jesus talks about giving each of us a stone, and on that stone is a name written that nobody knows, apart from him and you. I think the idea was that people wrote names or words on a stone, split the stone, you kept one half, and the friend or whoever kept the other half. And so it was something totally personal and unique between you and your friend. And Jesus is saying, that's how I am with you. It's going to be something absolutely unique between the two of us. And so when you come to the New Testament, you keep reading about our possession, our inheritance. And this is all alluding to the unique inheritance that was to be given to each family within Israel. We will have something personal, unique. And God is working that out, just as God had assigned those inheritances within the land of Canaan to each of the families. And what a tragedy it was that when he had arranged everybody in families, you know, Psalm 68 says that he set the solitary in families, people who were outside of a family unit were put into one, so they would all have an inheritance. Despite working all that out, they just didn't want to take it. Joshua beat all the opposition, no problem, but no, they just didn't get it. They just were satisfied with their little bit of land that they immediately came to, farmed it, that's good for the moment, and they did not follow up on what Joshua had done. Now, this is the challenge of the cross, that there you see the ultimate victory over everything and anything that might stop you and I from receiving that inheritance which has been prepared for us. Remember how the Lord says in his parable that he'll say to us in the last day, "Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." This again alludes to this, that each of us will have this unique inheritance. And that is why, as I say, our lives are unique, our experiences are unique, our personality is unique, our character is unique, because God is working with us to that end. And that is why, even if you can't see always the meaning which you feel should be attached to event or suffering, particularly in this life, you know that the hand of God is there. It's like the Spirit, the Lord Jesus says. It's like the wind. You don't know where it comes from nor where it goes, but you can feel its effect right now. We are being prepared for something huge, for something colossal that will last forever. And we shall not be robots. We shall not be working on an endless production line. Who wants that forever? Not at all. We shall be uniquely inheriting something personal. And it's that personal relationship with God and the Lord Jesus that really begins right now and will continue throughout eternity.